Are we go?
Go.
Good evening, and welcome to What a World, celebrating diversity and loving it. This is Nevin Campanella, bringing you a radio talk show that has no limits and bows to no one. From this microphone, we bring you guests who will lead you across those shadowy plains of forbidden knowledge. And what has happened today? September 18th in history. Not a real significant time, but there are two prominent points. 1851, New York Times publishes for the first time, and guess whose birthday it is today? 1905, Greta Garbo, for all you fans out there. The What a World radio show now has a new broadcast time. Today at 10 p.m., we start our new time, and according to Don Newsom, the station manager, he has assured me that this is permanent. Well, it's about as permanent as anything else in our life. Everything is subject to change, and I'm told sometimes the tilt of our planet. As of tonight, we also have a call-in system. Don Newsom has developed this in almost moment's notice, and the dial number for calling in is 1-218-936-1100. Wait for instructions, then enter 31939, followed by the pound sign. You must enter the pound sign. And our guest tonight is David Oates, discoverer of reverse speech. David currently lives in Australia and continues working in one of the most astounding discoveries of science. Reverse speech may be the ultimate equalizer between people because it reveals the truth behind the lies, behind the people, behind what you think you know. It is an extremely sensitive form of lie detection, but I gather it has applications that may be similar to tools of divination. These are some of the questions I will ask our guest tonight. Hi, David. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, you're welcome, mate. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it very much.
Well, I'm glad to have you here, David. And 1 hour is a short time to cover your topic, so let's get started. I know you have a lot of example material on reverse speech, but before you present that, I would like to do a quick overview of your background. In 25 words or less, give us a quick background of yourself. Who is the man behind the discovery?
Oh, well, who am I? I'm a 50-year-old single dad raising my two 18-year-old kids. I've been doing reverse speech for 22 years now. It just started as a, curiosity at first. I heard about backward messages on rock and roll and started running records backwards and was finding what these people were claiming was there, and I was curious as to how it was getting there. And then I began looking at human speech a few months later and realized that this was a whole new field. No one was doing any work in this anywhere in the world that I could find, and even today, 22 years later, I still find no one else doing any work other than those who I have personally trained. I've developed a theory that language is bilevel, forwards as well as backwards. As all of us are speaking, we are communicating in such a way that we are delivering two messages at once. One is forwards from the conscious mind, and one is in reverse from the unconscious. So, quite literally, if we take speech and run it backwards, once every 15, 20 seconds, you'll hear a very clear phrase amongst the gibberish that my research suggests is what we are thinking and feeling at the time of speaking.
Well, I understand, David, that your discovery of this occurred sometime around the early 80s. Apparently, it began while you were playing rock and roll music backwards. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. I was actually running a halfway house for street kids, and there was an evangelist traveling through, and he was preaching that rock and roll was the devil's music, and if you take records and run it in reverse, you can hear these extra satanic messages. And so these teenagers have been playing their tapes backwards and were getting quite scared about what they heard. And wanted my opinion. Sorry?
Did you actually find anything on that music?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In point of fact, why don't I play you an example of some of the very first music reversals I ever found. This is an example from Creedence Clearwater Revival. Let's run it forward, see if you can hear this okay.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
And backwards it says, I believe in my cool woman. And again. Can you hear that there?
That's very clear. That is
very clear.
I got that so clearly.
Yeah, quite clear. Well, that's what staggered me about these backward messages was how clear they actually were. And, you know, quite a lot of them, you can play them to people and not tell people what they say, and they can all be heard independently, you know, and knocks the skeptics' arguments on the head, because a lot of the skeptics will say, well, we're only hearing this because you're telling us to hear it, but many of the phrases I'll play as the show goes on, you won't need to be told what they heard. They're all quite clear.
Well, David, motivation was because of the evangelist and satanic messages. Did you, in fact, ever find a satanic message in the rock and roll music?
Oh, yes, I found messages that you could call satanic. There's not very many of them, but they do occur. You know, and they're occurring on the bands who openly claim that they're following Satan. You know, there's a lot of bands who claim that they're satanic in their origins, and so to find a satanic message on that type of band is not unusual, but the messages will usually relate to the type of band it is. If it's a band that sings songs about love and peace, then that's the type of music that you will get, and the backward messages that you'll get. If it's a political song, you'll get political references. If it's a band who claim that they're in the occult, then yes, you will get satanic references too.
On a lighter note, there was a backward message you had played years ago of a child. And I think it might have been your child, David. She was reaching for something. Did you happen to have that material with you?
Yeah, she was actually in a bathtub, and she was reaching for a cup, and she was trying to get me to help her pick it up. So here, let's run this forward. So that's my daughter playing in the bathtub, and we run it backwards, and she says quite clearly, David, help me.
Very
clear.
I'm
going to do it once more. Sorry?
Absolutely. David, that is absolutely astounding.
Isn't that amazing, clear?
The mouth of a child, to be able to get that kind of reverse, I mean, it's just absolutely astounding. Just a point of note for the audience. I seem to be having a little bit of audio problem from my end, so please bear with us. I understand that you're able to hear David quite well and possibly not me quite as well. That's fine. David is the guest, and this is who you should be listening to. David,
your research indicated
that it is the tone of speech and not necessarily the words that produce a difference in reversals. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's not necessarily the words that we use. It's the way that we pronounce the words. And it's very common to say two different words, to say the same sentence in two different ways, and you'll get completely different reversals. It's one of the misconceptions around my work is that it's the actual words, but it's not the words. It is the tonality and the intonation contained within those words.
So you and I could both read the same paragraph, but yet there would be a difference in terms of the reversal.
Exactly correct, yeah. And what we're going to get is our reaction to the paragraph. Now, you may read a political speech, for example, that you totally agree with, and you'll get all these supportive reversals that support what the speech says. Now, I might read the same paragraph, and I might disagree with what's said on the speech. And so you'll get reversals from me that are contradictory reversals. They will speak against what was spoken forward. So it's your reaction to the speech that you're reading that is what determines the speech reversal.
Would you by any chance have any clear examples of two people reading the same paragraph with a different result in terms of reverse speech?
Oh, no, you know what? No, I really don't have anything available like that. That's an interesting question. It's the first time I've ever been asked that. I'll get something together for you next show and play it for you.
Oh, yeah, that would be wonderful. Another idea that kind of popped into my mind, and this might be really off the wall. Lately, there's been movies about white noise and vehement white noise.
With EVP.
Entities enter the... Pardon?
Yeah, you're talking about electronic voice.
And what I was wondering is if it would be possible to pick up any of that and see what you get. In other words, picking up white noise in a graveyard, for instance. I understand people go around with recorders and record noise in a cemetery.
Yeah, I've actually done some work with EVP, and actually quite a fascinating field. There appears to be some parallels with reverse speech. A lot of EVP reverse speech researchers are actually running their EVP backwards and getting just as many meaningful messages in reverse than what they are in their forwards. Now, once again, I don't have any EVP examples to play you. Otherwise, I would.
One of the things you mentioned at the very beginning was a bi-level functioning of language, and you seem to be suggesting that we learn language forward and backwards. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do learn language forwards and backwards. In point of fact, we learn language in reverse first. Here's a classic example. Here's a four-month-old child who's not speaking forwards yet. We'll play it. Okay, so here it is for us. It's just normal baby talk. When you run it backwards, you'll hear the gibberish, and right at the very end, it's very clear, hello. And again. Do you hear that hello right at the very end?
Yes, 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 I do. You got me convinced, David. Of course, I've heard a lot of this material, and I've been through it over and over again, and I never cease to be amazed out of the mouth of
a
language. How about cross-culturally? When you apply the system, say, Japan, China, Korea, do you also get these reversals?
Yes, we do. We're training students in probably half a dozen languages now. We have actually several German analysts, and they're finding reversals in their native language. So we're finding reversals in the language that people are speaking in. So if some are speaking in German, you'll get German reversals. Sometimes you can get both. If someone is bilingual, for example, you can get some reversals in their native language and some are in the secondary language. But it's occurring primarily in the language that we are thinking in at the time of speaking.
David, you mentioned that the speech function of bi-level and picking up this kind of pattern apparently requires some kind of training. You're providing training around the world. Could you tell the audience how they could get in touch with you if they were interested in gaining some of this training?
Oh, well, absolutely. Yes, well, we do quite a few train classes. I've got a class starting in England in 2 weeks' time. I train over the internet. We have an all-audio chat room. Everyone meets in the audio chat room. I have a class starting in America in about a month, and we actually have a toll-free number in the United States. So let me get that number out. If anyone's interested, the number is 1-866-978-5910. That's 1-866-978-5910. And that's our toll-free number in the United States. We still maintain an office in the United States, and we also have an office in England now. And, of course, our home office is in Adelaide, South Australia. But
How long does the training process take before a person could go through the training and feel confident that they can handle the material?
It takes me a good year. Yeah, we have classes about once every two weeks. 2 hour classes, and then there's a fair bit of homework assignment that, students have to do. I mean, there's a lot of work involved in learning how to do this. It's like learning a foreign language. You've got certain skills and that you have to be able to pick up and use. It takes me a year to train someone from a level where they know absolutely nothing to where they're quite proficient, and I'm happy enough with them going out and doing their own work.
This evening, just prior to the show, my wife and I tried a little bit of reversal on the computer. I got to be very frank with you, David. It was really difficult to attend to. How you go through all those tapes listening to primarily gibberish, probably 99% of the time, is beyond me. I was exhausted after a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a special type of person. It's one of the big disadvantages about reverse speech that I wish I could change, but I'm not too sure how to, is that it does take a lot of time. I would spend probably 60 or 70 hours a week just running tapes backwards in order to
you
keep up with my client.
You've got to have out of your ears. What we're talking about is picking up a language pattern on a reverse pattern. I would think that somewhere out there, some of these really smart electronic-type people would be able to develop some sort of equipment that could recognize language so that you could run the tapes through that, and it would stop when it hit something that was recognizable. Is that
right, yeah. Well, we're working towards that now. We've got our own software now. Actually, we're just about to release the updated version next week. Look, we've got our own software now that help you in finding the reversals. It's not at the stage yet where it can find them accurately, but we are moving towards that. It takes a lot of developmental work to be able to get to that stage, but we'll get there. We'll get there. You give me another 2 or 3 more years, and we'll have that software on the market.
Oh, absolutely fascinating. That's a piece of software I'd love to have. You also mentioned on your website that the reverse speech has been applied in such areas as investigating the truth behind claims of alien encounters or abductions.
Correct? Well, we've been involved in a lot of areas. And in point of fact, people want to go to my website at reversespeech.com. That's www.reversespeech.com. There's thousands of examples up there. When I lived in the United States and I was a regular guest on some fairly popular radio shows, and they were all interested in the UFO alien abduction phenomena, so I did some work on that. I must admit a lot of the artists I looked at were scams or cons, just spinning a yarn, but there were some genuine cases and enough genuine cases for me to certainly ask myself some very serious questions about how real this phenomena is. Clearly there's something going on, and you've got to be able to work out who is genuine and who is not. On a more positive note...
Do you have any of that material available now? on abductions or encounters?
Oh, let me see what I can pull up at the top of my head here. Look, here's a funny one from Roswell. You might remember the Air Force came out and basically claimed that Roswell, nothing happened at Roswell in 1947. His name is Colonel Haynes, making a press conference.
Let me read my prepared statement, and then we'll roll a short video that Captain McAndrew will talk about.
And when he says we'll roll a short video, he says we faked it.
We faked it.
We faked it.
And again.
We faked it.
There you go.
Clear. That's so clear, David. For all the UT bunkers out there, debunk that one. Absolutely.
And here we have this. And here we have the same press conference. He's talking about information that they've gathered.
I'm sorry, I just don't have any information for that. All I know is what the Air Force did, and that if you overlay much of their claims and you look at the Air Force scientific research, you can see it's obvious that what we're talking about at Roswell.
And here he says backwards, share a secret with NASA.
Share a secret with NASA.
Share a secret with NASA. Share a secret with NASA.
So clearly they've got some information that they've shared with NASA, so obviously something happened in Roswell in 1947.
Yeah, something happened, all right, but no one was letting it out.
That's true.
It amazes me that the governments would continue to hide such important information. But then again, that's the purpose of this show, David, trying to uncover all this hidden knowledge, all this hidden information, things that have been buried for years.
I can pull all my reversals together. I mean, we could do a whole show UFO reversals. Like I say, look, I've got 200 gigabytes of sound files on my computer, so it's just a matter of just finding them all and sorting them all out. But I could do a great show on UFOs. Yep.
Yeah, that would be wonderful, and let's go for it. No problem.
Absolutely.
Put it together, and we will do a complete show on alien encounters and abductions.
Sure, I'd love to do that. Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, we're getting a bit of success in the investigative field now. Reverse speech is being used by the Oregon State Police, and they've used it successfully in several cases that they've worked on. So we're seeing some good action coming out from various areas.
Have you personally been involved in the investigations, David?
I've been involved in a couple of them. We actually did some work for on the Scott Peterson case. If you remember, Scott Peterson, the man who was convicted of killing his wife. If you remember that one, and
yes, yeah,
I've got a. A wonderful.
I don't suppose you could play anything on the Air Force, could you?
On the what?
On the Scott.
On the
Peterson
air. Oh yes. That's, I'm actually looking for it right now. In point of fact, it's not where I thought it was. It's I had it right here. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go to my other subdirectory, and we'll find that reversal here. Here is Scott Peterson, and he's been asked, did you murder your wife?
Did you murder your wife?
No, I did not.
Where he says, no, I did not. Backwards, he says, neck, I hit hard.
Neck, I hit hard.
And again.
Neck, I hit hard.
And you can hear that
very
reversal,
clear.
I think.
Very
clear.
It's so incriminating. How does the court deal with this, David? I mean, this is kind of like off the wall for them, isn't it?
Yes, it is, rather. There was the only time reverse speech has ever come to court was in 1991 in the Judas Priest trial in Reno, Nevada. Actually, it was an interesting ruling in the court case because the judge actually ruled that the backward phrases did exist, but there was no evidence put forward to show that they were subliminally suggestive. So there are rulings in court now that say that these exist, but up until this stage, no police station has been ready or had the courage or whatever it takes to actually present these in court, but they're very incriminating reversals.
Oh, absolutely. Would in the court system, would this be treated, I guess, similar to the lie detector test? In other words, a person could say, yes, I'd like to take it, or no, and if it's a bad outcome, it isn't presented. Could that occur?
Oh, yes, I guess so. The lie detector test is really only a guide as far as I'm concerned. I think reverse speech is far more accurate because you can actually hear the phrases in the person's language. You can hear their own words. I don't think there's not much getting around what the reversals have to say. Whether they'll be accepted in court is a matter of time. We just got to wait and see what happens.
Well, this sort of brings us to the metaphorical aspect of reverse speech, and you discussed that quite a bit on your website. Could you tell us a little bit about the metaphorical aspects of pictures, symbols, archetypes?
Oh, sure.
See in dreams.
Yeah, it's a fairly controversial area in reverse speech. It's got me in a bit of trouble over the years. A high proportion of reversals speak in metaphor, or they use pictures and images to describe unconscious conflicts. The unconscious thinks primarily in pictures. It doesn't think in straightforward English the way we understand it. And so many times it will communicate in pictures. See, here's a classic example. Here's me talking to a client who's suffering from low motivation.
You strike me as a very enthusiastic guy. I mean, certainly the time we've seen together, and you've got all full of ideas. Is this just some latest idea? Is it just all throts and babble?
And backwards I say, see the wolf fallen in the lake.
See a wolf fallen in the lake.
See a wolf fallen in the lake.
Now, anyone who comes across reverse speech for the first time would have no idea what that means. And see, that's where a year of
study and
training.
Give us an idea of what does mean, David.
Well, wolf is our motivator and our protector. It's the part of us that motivates us and keeps us strong. Lake is a metaphor for emotions. So when the man says the wolf has fallen in the lake, he's actually saying I can no longer motivate myself because I'm drowning in my own emotions.
So,
what I do then is I then work with the client under hypnosis. And under hypnosis, we will actually take that wolf out of the lake. He'll literally see a picture of a wolf in a lake, and we'll remove the wolf from the lake. And as we change the picture, so too does the behavior change. And most of my work is done in the therapeutic field, where I'm working with clients to change their metaphors the way they appear in reverse speech.
So you're telling us that reverse speech, the use of it, is coming up with enough information for each individual to make some changes in their own life.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, sure it is. Oh, yeah. Look, in the therapeutic context, it's just amazing. This is where I use it primarily in therapy, because it enables me to find out exactly what's going on with my client, why they're feeling the way they're feeling, what sort of issues that they're running. I'm trying to find a classic example here to really illustrate this point, and isn't it amazing? Whenever you want to find a file, you can't find it. I've got a great example that really illustrates this. Here it is.
We're demonstrating that this is a candid show, David. That's perfect.
All right, here's the client who was always having boyfriend problems. And she's telling me about when her latest breakup with a boyfriend, she marked it on her calendar.
I even marked it on the calendar when it shifted. The night that it happened, my friend Cheryl was just telling me about how, what we believe, we then create, and it's...
And backwards she says, I've been molested.
I've been molested.
I've been molested.
And once more.
I've been molested.
Did you hear that there?
Yeah, I could get the first part. The tail end of it was a little bit tough for me.
A little bit unclear,
the first
yeah.
part was very clear.
Anyway, but it was a very true story. When she was a young girl, she was molested regularly by a family member, and she never told anyone about it. And this was affecting her current relationship. So the reversals were able to pinpoint and reveal exactly what was going on in her. And
what is the reaction of the client when you present them with this kind of information?
Oh, shocked. Shocked at the truth. Sometimes shocked at the things that they are in denial about. I mean, many of us live in a world of denial where we are in denial of our own issues. And reversals will reveal those issues very clearly and show us exactly what's going on. And it can be a tremendous help.
I think that it would behoove many therapists, if nothing else, at least give it a try.
Absolutely. Oh, sure. Sure.
Well, and I can say my own personal experience as a psychologist. I've worked in a field for 25 years. Believe me, there never was a tool out there that could clearly tell the therapist, the psychologist, the social worker exactly what was going on. Most of it was interpretive, you know. Answer this question on a test. The example you just gave was so clear. A rocket scientist to figure that one out. David, listen, we're at the bottom of the hour, actually a little bit past now. We're going to take a 10-minute break, and we will return in approximately 10 minutes. Don, time for you to jump on in. And to the listening audience, thank you for listening in. I'm going to take a 10-minute break. David will hopefully maybe get some files developed and maybe start looking towards that UFO type of show. That will be fascinating. Okay, David, back in 10 minutes. Don, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Nevin. That was this is an incredible, and fascinating topic, because when I listen to those tapes that are of sounds being heard backwards that makes so much sense, it's just mind-boggling. And, you know, I don't know whether it ties into the spiritual in some aspect or not, but it's definitely quite a phenomenon and very interesting. Folks, thank you for listening. We appreciate you taking the time to come here and listen to us today. Remember, the What a World show is every Sunday evening at 9 p.m., and it is live, and we have a whole new, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we have a whole new lineup of new shows that will be starting next week. You can go to www.bbsradio.com and find our lineup of shows, and we will be adding about three more next week, which I think you'll find fascinating. So stay tuned. We have a new program every evening. Some evenings we have two, and some evenings we have three. They're generally 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. or in there. So check out the listing at bbsradio.com and listen to a few of the shows. All of them are quite a bit different. Some of them will be about the spiritual aspect. Some will be more about group consciousness. Some will be talking with doctors, alternative medicines. We have the connection that talks about, of course, earth changes. And we also have a phone. And I don't quite know.
My phone. I just turned it off.
Is that your phone?
That's my Skype phone. I'm just turning it off.
Ah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, not a problem. It's always fun here. Boy, what an interesting thing you do. How long have you been doing that again?
What, reverse speed? 22 years now.
And what's the craziest thing you ever heard?
Oh, I've heard some pretty crazy things in my time. Oh, dear. I'd have to think hard about what's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Sometimes you get some really bizarre reversals that seem to make no sense.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you know one off the top of your head that really hit home, I'd love to hear it. Or at least the general idea.
I'll have a look through my files and see what I can see.
Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we put this radio program together for you, the listeners, and for everybody else out there. And this is really a service to others' endeavor, as is everything about bloginservice.com. And we have a lot of wonderful people that are working with us in the United States, throughout Europe and Canada. And these people have all gotten together to share their time, their resources, and make this all happen. And it's quite an endeavor with so many people working to pull it off. And they're really doing it just for you, the people. Of course, this is all self-funded by ourselves and our group, and we're gonna try to keep it that way, because we want you to understand, and I mean each and every one of you, that there are some people out here that really love to do things for others. And it's not about the money. Too much that's going on in this world today is about the damn money. And, you know, there's many people in this world that don't think like that, and I just hope that kind of spreads. But time will tell. I mean, we've seen a lot of problems today, not only throughout the world, but with our own government. And, there's a lot of news we post on our discussion boards and our chat boards that, go into some of this information. And so when you're not listening to the shows and you have a little time, join us on the discussion boards. Join us on the TNT discussion board or one of the other discussion boards we have. We also have a Question the Experts panel, and various other areas where you can blog and just have fun. Express yourself. Help other people become aware of the situations that are going on in your life, whether it be political or environmental. And let's bring some awareness, back into the mainstream, because obviously the media isn't doing a heck of a job doing that for us. And I think we're going to have to set up in such a way with informational networks, like Blog and Service and others, that help get the word out and make people aware of just exactly what's going on and what we can do about it. I don't know. I think I'm just about out of time here. I don't have a prepared speech, so. David, are you still there?
I'm still here, sir.
Oh,
yes,
excellent. I guess
waiting. Right, I'm here, Don. I've been following your conversation.
Ah, excellent.
Fantastic monologue. I want to reinforce something to the audience. Most of you that are tuning in are probably not aware just how slim these programs operate, and just about all of it comes straight out of Don's pocket. So please participate. Your participation is valuable, and right now we are not advertising, but I'll tell you right now that at some point that is going to have to occur. So the guests at this point kind of have an open line. David, getting back to our conversation, one of the major aspects that you discussed on your website were spiritual revelations of reverse speech, and in fact you made a statement that there was so many times in sessions, in counseling sessions, that the word soul would come up. Do you have any examples of that, and can you explain that for us a little bit? I think we might be off the line, Don.
We're still here. I'm still here. Something might have happened with his phone that he's not here any longer. David, are you there? Hello, David?
No.
He's not there.
No, I think think, folks, we have a...
We have our first glitch.
Hey, that's why it's called Bump Along with Blogging Service.
That's right. That's right. Well, you got to remember, David's in Australia. And,
and anything can happen. There are so many connections that this process has got to go through. So what can we do for a bit here? I'll tell you what. Let me go through some of the things that I do know. And then I think we're going to see if there's anybody out there that would like to jump in and join us on the conversation. My understanding is that in terms of the spiritual aspects, people can actually find out about their own self and their own life's mission. If we can get David back on the line, we can find out just how you go about that. That might be an indication for everyone out there to submit some inquiries to him and see what he has to say about the topic. One of the areas that I would be interested in, for instance, would be in reincarnation. One of the things that he says is that reincarnation were not like what we usually think. Reverse speech does not confirm or deny it. What it does say in very strong terms is, do not go there, do not regress, do not explore. Now, the reason is, according to Oates, is that this causes the metaphor or dysfunctions of past to remain in the present. You know, folks, that almost makes sense. And I have said this before. Many of you out there know that I worked in clinical psychology for years. I finally got to a point where I started understanding that the more someone talked about the past, the more they put it into the present. It's kind of like boiling up water. Now, I'm not saying bury the past, but to constantly go back into it and to bring it up day after day, it doesn't do anyone any good. Strike forward, look forward, and move forward. You don't get anywhere by looking in the rearview mirror. You only see the debris you left behind. That's not going to make anyone feel good. Don, I'm going to go ahead and open this line if I can figure out the system here. Let's see.
Okay.
If I got it.
Well, one thing I was going to say, I've been trying to, of course, the one computer went down. Luckily, this is on another computer and another system. But we can't get David back during this call because that would end this entire stream.
That's fine. It's not an issue right now.
Okay. Okay.
Conference room unlocked. If there's anyone out there that wants to call in and join us on the show, please feel free to do so. The phone number is 1-218-936-1100. After you make the call, an instruction will come on to present the conference ID, which is 31939, and then the pound sign. That will put you right into us, and we can discuss just about anything you want. I don't hear the phones ringing, but who knows?
Well, you got to remember, it's a different system we use, so even if they do try to call in, it's going to take probably a good few minutes before anything comes through.
Well, this is exactly the kind of thing that they say, you got to expect the unexpected. And certainly in your life and my life, Don, we've had plenty of those experiences. 2 years ago, living in New Mexico, there I was walking in the woods, having a great time, thought my whole life was settled in those remote mountains of New Mexico, and my life became completely uprooted overnight. And as you know, just a few months ago, we made a rather rapid move out of New Mexico and to Utah for special medical reasons. A person's life can be uprooted so quickly, it will make your head spin. And if you have not had that kind of experience, that's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Because I'm telling you, folks, to go through it is really pure hell. You never know what's about to happen, and we have so many examples of that currently. Look at the people in New Orleans. What did they do wrong? Absolutely nothing. They went to bed. They got up. They went to bed. They went to work. They went to play. They went to school. A storm hits. out of nowhere a storm hits. Now, most of us can put up with a storm. We've all been through storms. We've all had damage by storms. There aren't too many people who own a home that haven't had a little bit of flood water in their basement. This time, the entire city gets flooded. How bad was it? You know, in terms of nature, it was probably one of the worst storms in terms of creating so much damage. But that really wasn't the brutal force of nature that caused the problems. The resulting problems in New Orleans was the brutality of the lack of response from the federal government. I mean, here these poor people are stranded, sitting on top of roofs. People are dying in hospitals, and there's no response. What happened? We eventually are going to have some people come on the show. John Kamansky is one of them, and I've asked John to talk about this particular topic. I'd like to go on about reverse speech with you, but I know so little about it, and I was hoping to gain a little bit more information tonight. But these are the kinds of things that we do run into. Don, you've had some crises in your own life. Everything didn't always go smoothly for you, and yet here you are today generously providing all this service to people. So I know that you're not without scars. Nobody comes on this planet with or leaves this planet without scars.
Yeah.
And yet you still maintain that generosity. How do you do it, Don?
Well, Nevin, thank you. It's great. You know, I have great parents, and you know, we all, you're right, we all have ghosts in the closet, and we all have been through very rough times, many of us, and you know, I was no exception, but I chased the almighty dollar for so long, and it never made me happy. You know, it just never did, and I had, you know, a lot of success in my life, and it's somehow I just kept getting more and more lost, and you know, we can attribute that to many things, but I think, of course, that's the culmination of many people who are waking up around the globe to the spiritual aspects of what's happening in our age and the coming of this new age, and I think I'm just one of those. I'm the result of that, and so my dream and my mission is to build something that can help others in as many ways as possible, and you know, whether that be you know, providing love, providing support, providing information, doesn't matter to me, as long as it's providing something to others that helps them. And I love doing it. I mean, it's almost a selfish thing because I get so much enjoyment out of it. You know, it doesn't even matter to me if anybody else, you know, is either. Well, like I said, it's almost a selfish thing because I just enjoy it so much deep down in my heart. And I want to
share with the audience one little experience that you may not be too aware of. It happened on the phone with you. Don and I were heavily involved in our usual what wire goes where, what piece of software to use, how do we get the system to operate. I could hear in the background, Don has small children, and I could hear one small little boy say, "Do I have to be quiet?" And then I hear Don turn around and say, "Why would you want to do that?" Absolutely amazing, folks. If you have any knowledge at all about children and how disruptive they could be, you got to picture Don sitting in his room with wires coming all over the place, trying to figure out which plug goes where, and yet in the middle of all of it, he can still say to a child, "Why do you want to be quiet?" It's kind of like saying, "Hey, I got work to do, but you go on and be a kid." That was amazing, Don. It really was.
Yeah, well, I have amazing children and amazing family members and amazing friends, of which you, my dearest, Nevin, and, you know, to be surrounded with such wonderful people is what life's about. I mean,
that's exactly what life is about, Don. You hit it on the head. Love, people, friends. No matter how many cars you have, folks, no matter how many houses you have, no matter how big your bank account is, without friendship, without love, you're not getting anywhere. And I'll tell you something else. If you ever go through an uprooting experience like I did, you're going to dearly wish you had friends and family. We were very lucky. I had a lot of support, and so did my wife through that entire experience. We made it. We didn't make it because of money. We're about as poor as church mice. We made it because some friends opened their hearts, gave us a place to go, and we were able to accomplish the task given to us by the medical community. Don, it's 10 to 10. There's no sense in belaboring the issue at this point. If David can hear us at all, David, I will get an email out to you. Absolutely, we will get you back on the show. And I would love to see a full presentation, a pattern of some sort on UFO abductions or encounters. Also, audience, anyone out there who has had personal UFO encounters, please write to me, write to Don, write to David Oates. Let's hear from you. What we will do is to see if we can get you to describe the experience, and then we will have David play it backwards. And just like in a court of law, if you don't want it played, it won't be played. Don, I thank you so much for the time that you've given us all.
Nevin,
at
it's
this point,
a pleasure.
I'm going to say goodnight, folks. Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you, Nevin. Thank you dearly. And good night, folks. Thank you for listening.